proposed legislation to create a tax exemption for agriculture storage of commercial classified property was heard in North Dakota's House Agriculture Committee. Oaks, North Dakota farmer Brian Schulich spoke in favor of the bill, saying he hesitates building new potato warehouse facilities within city limits without clear tax code to protect against having to pay commercial taxes.
It's difficult for me to want to put them inside city limits and taxed at a higher rate. However, it would make much more sense to keep it close to my original structures. For my farm personally, this is not only a potato warehouse problem. In the last 10 years, I built a new corn storage facility, and I could have put it in this area. I could have gotten rail access here. Instead, I went 10 miles down the road and built on perfectly fine agricultural land, which took 7 to 10 acres out of production for as long as I can foresee, which from that aspect seems wrong.
Ellendale Mayor Donald Flaherty spoke in opposition of the bill, favoring more research to be done to mitigate potential unintended consequences of the legislation, including pest control issues.
The way that the changes are now being proposed, if a person who owns land in a commercial area erects grain bins on that land and then rents those out, that now becomes exempt. There's nothing that would prohibit that type of a venture from happening. You could have instances where a older warehouse, regular warehouse type building is now available. A farmer decides to buy that warehouse. It has not been designed for commodity storage, yet they go ahead and store commodities in it, providing some type of health or other pest control issues that now will start to arise in that city.
The hearing on Senate Bill 2279 was closed to be acted on later.